Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Power of Your Story Summit. I'm excited to chat with my next guest. She is actually someone who's brand new to me. First time we're connecting on the summit, and it's Reverend Dr. Senya Barnes. And Reverend Dr. Senya Barnes is a Brooklyn-based social and behavioral scientist whose groundbreaking trauma to triumph framework revolutionizes how institutions approach leadership development, employee well-being, and community engagement. Dr. Barnes has guided numerous individuals through transformative leadership journeys as a respected coach and mentor. She addresses critical issues like workplace trauma, cultural betrayal, and systematic barriers while building resilient teams to handle modern workplace challenges. Welcome to the summit, Reverend Dr. Senya Barnes.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about our talk today.
Yes, me too, definitely. So I always like to start these summits off with something that's a fun fact. We talked about, well, we read your bio and we heard how amazing you are, but sometimes there's things that people don't even really know just from hearing your bio that may be considered an interesting fact or a fun fact. So I'd love for you to share with the audience a little fun fact or interesting fact about yourself before we get started.
That's a good one. Okay, so a fun fact. All right, I have one. A fun fact is I actually used to be a hip hop choreographer. So I've choreographed numerous dances. I want to say about 65 first place platinum awards from dance competitions.
Awesome.
from state to state to even going from inner city to outer city boroughs and just traveling around. So yes, I used to be a hip hop dance choreographer.
I love it. That's why I love asking these questions, because you never know what people's answers are going to be. And I love it because I remember many, many moons ago, I took a hip hop class at a gym and it was like the best exercise ever. And I think the reason why it was the best exercise ever was because I was just having fun. I was showing up for class every week, enjoying it, having fun. And I didn't even really notice the transformation in my body until like a few weeks into it. And I was like, man, I'm starting to look really toned. Or, you know, my stomach is actually getting flatter. So I always have a love for hip hop dance. So I love that you're a choreographer. And it was choreographed a routine. So we would learn, you know, different routines each class. So I love that fun fact about you. So thank you for sharing.
No problem.
So as you know, this summit is all about the power of your story. Everyone's story is so powerful that we decided, actually God decided, because every year I always consult God for what the topic needs to be for the summit. I do an annual summit. And God really put the power of your story on my heart for this year's summit. So I'd love for you to share, why do you feel that someone's story is powerful? Why should we even have an entire summit about the power of your story? Why do you think it's important?
I'm happy you asked that question. I often, as individuals, we get so engulfed in what's happening around us that we forget to put ourselves first. We forget about the expertise that we carry, the wisdom that our experiences take us through and we gain over time. And the power of your story allows you to take a moment and be present and look at all the things that you have navigated throughout your
Yeah.
life. So whether it is hardship or whether it is the highest point in your life, or which I like to call your triumph, whatever that is, being able to tell your story, you never know how your story may resonate with someone else or touch or inspire someone else. So when you're telling your story, you're not necessarily telling it for you. Sometimes you're telling your story for the person that you may not even know who actually needs to hear your story, because hearing your story may have just saved their life that day. And so that's why your story is so powerful, because you never know who it will inspire and who it will impact.
I love that. I love that. So it's important to, number one, reflect on it, right? That's the first thing that you mentioned. Some people just don't take the time to sit down and say, hey, these are all the things that I've overcome. These are all the things that I've been through in life. So I love that you told us to first reflect on it, whether that means just sitting in meditation or whether that means writing it down and reflecting. I remember when I was in therapy last year or 2 years ago, I can't even remember, maybe 3 years ago, and my therapist told me to write each chapter of my life for the first decade. So 1 through 10, and then 11 through 20. And it was so therapeutic, right? To reflect on it, like you said, all these things, and kind of give it a title for each decade. What would you call this decade? And what were the main things that you went through? So, yeah, I definitely agree with you that reflection is key. And then you went on to say, not only do you reflect, but it's important to tell your story, which is specifically what this session is all about. This session is sharing your story. So you already led into what I was going to ask you, which is why you feel it's important to share your story. And you did share that, telling your story allows you to make an impact. It allows you to influence people. It allows them to get some type of insight from your story, and that can benefit them. And you just never know, right? Anything else you want to add to why we should share our story? Because some people may be intimidated by sharing it. Like, some people may feel shame around their story. Some people may feel fear or hurt or whatever negative thing you can put on it, right? So why do you think it's important for that telling part, that sharing part? Why do you think, or what words of encouragement would you give someone about sharing their story?
I would definitely say sharing your story, and that part is for you. So sharing your story is the opportunity for you to give yourself grace about what you've been through, but also for you to remove the shame. So what happens is we often feel like our voice is muted because we're afraid of how other people will interpret our lives or what we've been through. And by doing that, when we keep quiet, when we don't share it for ourselves, that point about for yourself is how you find, it's how you have your biggest aha moments. And so just to put it into context, when I was in 2021, when I was diagnosed with a terminal lung disease, it wasn't until I was journaling down all my thoughts and feelings and what I was going through and why I was going through that I had my aha moment of, wow, I've been through a lot of things. And I didn't realize it was a lot of things that I hadn't processed. It was a lot of trauma, whether it was workplace trauma, whether it was personal trauma, just that happened in my life. But there was a lot of things that I didn't process because I just stuffed it down. And so when I began to share my story, and in that first stage of sharing, I was sharing to self. So I feel like sharing is two part. You have sharing to self, and then you have sharing out to the world. And so first part, when sharing to self, it allows you to, people like to say find your voice, but I don't think you necessarily find it. I think not. I think, but it's not necessarily that your voice was taken from you. We forget our voice because we get so engulfed in what other people think about us. And when you share in your story to self, it allows you to say, like, hey, this is who I was before this thing happened. This is who I want to be on the other side of it. So it allows you to create this roadmap of how you're going to proceed and navigate and not just let something take over you. But then when you think about sharing that outward and sharing it to the world, that brings us back to this impact. That brings us, but that, and that also elevates this connection of you're not alone. Because once you start to share it, people can say like, hey, oh my goodness, I've been through the same thing. I've been through
Yes.
the, and then you be, then you can find a tribe of people who, and when I say tribe, not trauma bonding, but a tribe of people who can say like, hey, like can be encouraging to say, it may feel really rough right now, but I promise you, if you keep pushing and you keep going, you'll come out on the other side. When you're experiencing something traumatic, you feel like it's just you alone who's going through it. And when you're not sharing, that can swallow you whole. That can increase your anxiety. That can increase your depression. It can turn into illness. So many different things. But when you share and you and someone else say, hey girl, I've been through that. This is and this is how I got through. Or you know what? I think you should talk to this person because this person is someone that can help you navigate those spaces. You no longer feel alone. So that takes the shame away. That takes the shame, that takes the loneliness away, and it allow and it allows you to be to feel inspired and more impactful for yourself.
Yeah, I love it. So powerful. Let's just break that down a little bit because you shared so many golden nuggets. But first of all, it's really two parts, like you said, sharing for yourself. And you talked about a part of that for you was journaling, right? In your process, sharing for yourself was journaling, getting those thoughts out. Understanding, processing whatever the situation or circumstance may be, so that sharing for yourself is a part of healing. It's a part of understanding. It's a part of growing, and then it's also about not being ashamed, not being worried about what other people may think when you're processing it for yourself first before you share it with other people. So I love that. And then the second part that you shared was about the impact that you make when you share it with other people. Because a lot of us may be out here feeling lonely. Like, maybe you just got a diagnosis, or maybe you're in a health crisis right now and you feel like you're the only person in the world that has ever been given this diagnosis. But then when you hear someone else's story, you're like, oh, I'm not alone. And there's a sense of community. There's a sense of, what's the word I'm looking for? Understanding, right? There's a sense of belonging when you hear of other people who went through the exact same thing as you. So I love how you broke it down, that sharing for yourself first, and I think that's first and foremost and most important, and then getting to the point where you can share with others. So that is so important. I love that. So your particular topic for today is the permission to triumph. So I love that title because it's basically saying you need permission, or you're giving yourself permission to triumph. So I'd love for you to share with the audience a little bit more about the permission to triumph.
Great. Thank you so much. So the permission to triumph is you giving yourself, when you hit the nail on the head, is you giving yourself permission. Whereas as humans, we again look outward for so many things and we wait to someone to give us a platform to tell our story or what's going on, or even when we're we wait for someone to encourage us to do something else. But you have all those qualities and things already. And until you give yourself permission to say, you know what? This is my story, and no one can tell my story like me. So whether it is you, and I like to call it brain dumping, jotting everything down in your mind and then going back to it another day and beginning to put it in buckets and process, if that's what you need to do in order for you to be able to understand who you used to be so that you can feel good about who you are now becoming and where you're now going. You need to give yourself that permission to say, you know what? I am giving myself permission to close this chapter that has been holding me down, this chapter that's been weighing so heavy on me. I'm going to give myself permission to close that chapter so that I can step into my best version of myself. It's not about forgetting all, and people like to say, oh, you got to forget the past. It's not about forgetting the past. It's about you processing it so that you don't make the same mistake. It's about you processing it so that you can understand the things that are in your locus of control and focus on those things and let go of the things that are out of your control. So often, We give our permission to other people because we hold on to the things that's out of our control, and we keep trying to shift and change. And so we're fighting with the things that we can't control, and we're trying to understand that why we stuck. But that's because we haven't given ourselves the permission to let that go so that we can focus on the things that are in our control so that we can make a change. And so one of my things that I tell people that I coach, I say, if you want to see something different, you have to do something different. So if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, then you're going to continue to be met with the same outcome. But when you give yourself that permission to say, all right, I need to change this up. This is not working. It's not getting me where I want to be. What does this look like for me? And you do that self-inventory and you process. That's when you unlock that permission to say, you know what? This is what my triumph is going to look like. This is what my happiness is going to look like. In order for me to do that, I need to do A, B, C, D. And then you begin to check those things off and you begin to feel good about yourself. You begin to feel good about your peace, your space. Like you, I like to say, you monetize your mental space, you monetize your spiritual space, you monetize your peace. And when I say monetize, I'm not talking about the money. I'm talking about the time that you give yourself back to be able to sit in those spaces and be comfortable. Often we fill ourselves with so much noise because we're uncomfortable about the silence because it makes us think. But when you give yourself the permission to sit in that space and process what you're going through, oh, that's when the triumph begins to come. That's when you have your greatest aha moments. That's when you get to fall in love with yourself all over again. And that's what the permission to triumph is about. It's about your willingness to say, I'm deserving of grace. I'm deserving of happiness. I'm deserving of joy. I'm deserving of love. And this is my time. This is my triumph season. This is when I'm going to be the best version of myself. And so that's what the permission to triumph is about. It's not about someone else giving it to you. It's about you giving it to yourself.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love it because it all starts with you, right? It all starts with you. So to know that that message is really about just giving yourself permission, permission to recognize what you've been through, permission to share your story, permission to fully be who you are. And I love that quote that you said about, if you want to change something in your life, you have to do something different, right? It's that whole saying, if you keep doing the same thing over and over, it's the definition of insanity or something like that. So it has to change, right? You have to do something different. But you also alluded to you have to be different. Sometimes in order to do different, you have to be different, right? So it starts at the root of your being before you're actually doing the new thing. So I love that. And I definitely would be remiss if I don't have you share your story with us, the specifics, because I could have this summit called The Power of Your Story and then have you not share a little bit more about your story. You did allude to it a little bit about being diagnosed in 2021 with a lung disease or disorder. So I'd love for you to just share a little bit about that and how that has allowed you to be in the place that you are in today. So let's hear your story.
Certainly. So as I shared a bit earlier, 2021, I was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis, which is a lung disease that I never even heard of until I was diagnosed with it. And so pulmonary fibrosis is when your lungs begin to harden, and you can breathe oxygen in, but you can't push it out. And so I currently have 34% function ability between both of my lungs, and I have to have a double lung transplant because, as I said, it's irreversible, and that's why they say it's terminal. And going through that, there was so much heartache, there was so much anger, frustration, all those. I was feeling all those things when I was diagnosed because, one, I couldn't understand, as someone who has never been a smoker, how could I end up with a lung disease? Two, I was the only person in my family that has it. I am the only person in my family that has this condition. So again, that goes to speaking to my point about feeling alone and feeling like I'm the only person this has happened to, because literally I was the only person in my family this has happened to. I am the youngest of three. And so trying to navigate all those feelings of one being diagnosed, two losing my career because I spent so many years building up to become like a school administrator. I've been in the educational field for 25 plus years. And so I finally, like, okay, I made it. I had finally become a school administrator and I was feeling great about that. I checked all the boxes, all the things I wanted to do, degrees, height of my career, all the boxes were checked, all those things. And then, boom, this thing happened to me and it knocked me so far down. And just that going through from being this very vibrant person to then being fully disabled, to not being able to sit up on my own, not being able to do anything on my own, not being able to complete a full sentence because I just didn't have the capacity. My breathing was gone. I didn't have the capacity. I couldn't walk on my own. I couldn't eat on my own. So navigating through all those things, I found this sense of this connection back to spirituality. I've come from a long line rooted of spirituality in my family. And so when I was like, God, you have to use me for something because you've been using me my entire life. Help me understand this. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what, like, help me understand this. And then in a panic that everybody else was in, it was like this calm just came over me and was like, I need you to rest because you have been pouring so much into everybody else that you have not poured into yourself. And that was like, it was life changing because here I was worrying, looking around, trying to figure out how am I going to be strong for my family and for every my friends and everybody else around me, not letting them see me cry, not letting them know how much this was affecting me because I was more worried about them. That it was like God sent me this message that you just have to be still and I'll take care of this. And so in doing that, I began to brain dump. I began to write down everything that was happening to me, and through those thoughts and that journaling produced my book, Grieving to Heal. And so I was able to use what I was going through to connect with other people because I was saying there has to be other people who's feeling like I'm feeling. There has to be some other
Absolutely.
people that's out there that's saying, like, I feel so alone, even though I'm surrounded by love. And so I wrote the book Grieving to Heal, The Shadow Boy and Experience, because I took everything that I was doing on the day to day and I kept track of it. And then I put it in a book and I said, if I can do anything, and the last thing I do is use my experience to help someone else not feel as alone as I feel right now, then maybe that's what my message was. And lo and behold, from that, I began to shift my whole identity from moving from being a educator in a school to now taking the stage, going on podcasts, being a public speaker for disabled to advocate for disabled individuals and just share my story in hopes that it impacts and inspires someone else to not give up. Because there was times where I literally felt like, you know what, if my eyes don't open tomorrow, I'm okay because I was in that much pain. I was in that much pain physically and mentally. And so that's what my story is. My story is not giving up because as if I would have given up, then I wouldn't be able to touch as many people as I do now. And just the joy from hearing from other people that comes after they watch like a podcast that I was on or an interview or they hear me speak and they say, you don't understand how much your story inspired me. Like that's the greatest joy that I can get from this because it lets me know that I was correct. God is using me for something greater than myself.
Absolutely. I love it. And I love how you took us through the journey of it, right? The first diagnosis and thinking, why me? Well, nobody else in my family has this, and feeling so isolated and going through that period of like grieving almost of your prior life, your dreams, your desires, all the boxes that you checked that seem to be going out the window now. But then getting closer to God, really having that season of being still and know that I am God, right? Like he tells us all the time, be still and know that I am God. And to know that God has a good plan for us. We actually don't know what that plan is. We have our dreams, goals, and desires and check boxes, but God has a plan of purpose for us, and He purposed you to be that representative, to be that inspiration, to be that encouragement for other people that may be going through a similar journey as you. So I love that you turned it around and you overcame, and you triumphed in your trial. So I love that, your journey shows, your story shows us the exact journey of how God can take us through and we can triumph despite any trials that come our way. So I love that. So what one thing would you suggest to someone to step into the power of their story? Maybe they're at the beginning. Maybe they got this diagnosis. Maybe they're fearful still of the shame or whatever is attached to their story. What one thing could be one word, one phrase, one thought would you suggest to someone to step into the power of their story?
One thing I would say is, and it's a phrase that I often tell individuals that when I'm supporting those who are grieving, I say, sometimes the storm is not meant to knock you down. Sometimes the storm is meant to free you for the things that was holding you back.
So good. So this storm may not be there to knock you down, but to free you, to clear the path to
To
what
clear
God
the
is
path,
desiring.
to clear the path. When you think about like hurricanes, when you think about how it knocks every like it comes and it knocks everything down, and then you have to re rebuild. Yes, it's traumatic when that happens, and you're just like, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know where to start. But sometimes in our life, we're holding on to so many things that in our mind, because we know what we want, we may not recognize like that might not be what the plan for our life is. And so until we are able to be still and say something is going to come from it. I might not know what it is. I might not can't see right now the vision. I might not have the vision because the vision doesn't belong to me, but the mission belongs to me. So the mission, my mission, I have to figure out what my mission is in order for me to get to the other side so this vision can be clear. And so if you're in your beginning stages, brain dumping is the best thing for you to do because it's going to allow you to process whatever those thoughts and those feelings and those emotions that you're having. Because until you are able to process, until you're able to recognize that your thoughts, whatever you're feeding your mind, is going to impact your emotions. And when you don't have control over your emotions, you don't have control over your behavior. So you're constantly being reactive instead of being proactive.
So good. I love what you shared as the things that people should do to really step into the power of their story. I love it. So you do have a free offer for everyone, a recondition your mindset PDF. Do you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit more about that PDF?
Yeah, so I selected that PDF because I wanted to connect and reach out to those who may be in their beginning stages. And if you are in your beginning stages, the recondition is all about how you begin to process your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And it's a tool that you can use that will help you begin to know where to start and walk your steps that walks you through. And it allows you to, it's almost like your roadmap of how you begin to tell your story, what that sound looks like, sounds like, and feels like for you. So I was very intentional about selecting that free offer because I want individuals to be able to understand that it's okay to not know where to start. You just need to start.
I love it. Thank you so much. Definitely click on the link and get that free offer, your roadmap to telling your story through the Recondition Your Mindset PDF. And if people want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
I am on all social media platforms as at RDB underscore speaks. And that's the best way to connect with me because it'll let you also have my link to my website as well, which is rdbspeaks.com. So yes, go to my social media. Let's connect. You get to see more lives. You get to see my YouTube channel. So many great things. But I hope if anything, if resonated with you that I said today, you will definitely get in touch and let's see how we can move your journey along.
Awesome. I appreciate you so much, Doc Reverend Dr. Sanya Bonds, for being on the Power of Your Story Summit.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.